This is Smoke Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Smoke Radio. Today we spent the day at the University of Westminster Freshers' Fair on Regent Street. We went down to the fair to chat to all the freshers about how they can get involved in Smoke Radio and also how they can listen. The podcasting team also went around chatting to other societies and people who had stalls at the event. Smoke Radio had a conversation with Liz from Campus Movie Fest.
We are the world's largest student film festival and we are coming to Westminster this October.
How long have you been involved with the Campus Movie Fest?
So I interned for them 3 years ago when I was in college, and then this is my first semester working full-time for them.
So is this a new Westminster thing or has it come from a different campus?
This is our second year at Westminster. We did a London tour in 2011.
How would you encourage people to like get involved with the movies?
So this is a big part of promotion, coming to Freshers' Fairs. We'll do tabling closer to when we launch. Just getting on campus, you know, we're emailing different professors and societies that might be interested. This definitely reaching out to film societies, performing arts and all that. You know, we just want to spread the word to as many students as possible.
Okay, are you looking for actors or behind the scenes or are you looking for a mixture of everyone?
So the teams have people in all different positions. So actors, actresses, directors, cinematographers, photographers, anyone is welcome. The best way to get involved would be to join the Facebook event group and then you can reach out to see, you know, if you're looking for an actor or an actress or if you're looking for a director.
And if you're looking to stay fit this year, we spoke to Jackie Ravensdale, a personal trainer at the University Gym.
I'm here with the University of Westminster Regent Street Gym. I'm one of the personal trainers that you can get down there, fitness instructor. We're here promoting the gym, trying to get as many people to come down and get fit and healthy in their new academic year.
Okay, what sort of facilities do you have in the gym?
The facilities, well, we've got two gyms. We've got the Harrow Gym and we've got the Regent Street Gym. At the Regent Street Gym, we do classes and they're all included in the membership, so you don't have to pay any extra for them. We've got such things as a lifting platform, we've got a squat rack, loads of free weights, we've got a new frame, so if you fancy climbing and hanging upside down like a monkey, you can do that as well. Whereas over at the Harrow campus, you've got a sports hall. The sports hall can be used for playing badminton, you can rent it out, but you'd have to speak to the Harrow team for more about that.
Okay, why should people sign up for the uni gym rather than all the other gyms in London? What do you offer that they don't?
We're nice and friendly. Whereas I find that all of the ones nearby are more of a chain gym and they just are after your money. Whereas we will actually help promote a healthier lifestyle with you if you want to lose weight, put on muscle, we can help you do that. And it's quite nice to get to know someone's name. If you're walking into a place and they go, oh, hi, Jackie, I'm immediately going to be like, this place is cool, they know my name. Whereas in any other gym, you're not going to get that. You're just another face. Whereas we're all friendly and happy, luring you in.
For anyone who can't make it to the Freshers' Fairs like this week, how would people contact the gym, like emails, phone numbers?
So contact the gym if you're not available to come to any of the Freshers' Fairs. You can ring us on 020-7911-5892. And then the email address is unisportregion@westminster.ac.uk. We'll answer all of your questions on there as well.
And of course, when in doubt, go to the library. We spoke to Catherine Marshall, the manager of the library at Regent Street.
So we're here today to talk to students about the library. The things that we've been encouraging them to do are to come into the library and meet us, to use the online resources, to use their self-service facilities. And we've been giving them a library guide, which is excellent, and the students can come into the library and pick it up. And it has all sorts of handy hints, for example, how to change passwords, how to get connected to the Wi-Fi, how to book a group study room, that sort of thing. So we're hoping that we can help students out who are new and want to know a little bit more.
Okay, is Regent Street open 24/7 as well? If so, when?
So Regent Street will be open 24/7, but not until the end of October. So from Monday, we'll be open from 9 till 11 every day. The library staff in the service points will be there till 8 o'clock.
Charmaine is a lab assistant at London Business School, the Behaviour Lab.
So I'm here today with the lab team, and we're recruiting participants to take part in behavioural research studies that we run at the lab. And for about 45 minutes to an hour of taking part in the studies, participants get paid £10. We have studies running Monday to Friday from about 10 in the morning till about 5 in the evening, and they can pick a time slot that's suitable for them during those times. We also have online studies that they can do from the comfort of their own home or wherever they have internet access.
Okay, so how regular are the studies? So can people, like, earn a constant living off this, or is there a limit on how many studies each person can do?
So no, when participants log into our website, they can view a list of studies that are available to sign up to, and they can sign up to as many or as few as they like. So there's no obligation to take part in all of our studies, they just take part in the ones that they're interested in, basically.
Okay, for people who can't make it to the Freshers' Fairs, tell us how people can get involved with the emails and telephone numbers.
Yes, so participants can get involved by going to www.participate.london.edu and then they click on request an account, and once they've requested an account, they'll be able to start signing up for studies that we have at the Behavioural Lab.
Then we spoke to Alex Fountain, the Behaviour Sustainable Assistant, the Eco Team at the University.
So the Sustainability Team are here today to offer students volunteering opportunities to make the university greener. So we have a number of projects that we do across the university, including a growing space at the Marylebone and Harrow campuses and Chiswick. And we also have projects like the Student Switch Off, which is an energy saving competition within halls of residence, and the Good Gym, which allows students to meet up, do some running, and then afterwards they like paint a community centre or do some community action. The other key project is Green Impact, which is an environmental accreditation and award scheme where students can volunteer with staff members to help to green their department by recycling more, saving energy, getting involved in sustainable travel initiatives. And so students can get involved in all of these projects for as little or as long as they want. And by coming along today, they're going to sign up to our blog, and then they'll get regular updates because we also do other sort of events. Previously, we've done wine tasting, film nights, and lots of other exciting projects throughout the year.
For people who can't attend the Freshers' Fairs all week, what's the best way to, like, I don't know, find out more about you and how to get involved?
So I recommend going along to our blog, which is www.blog.westminster.ac.uk/sustainability. On that page, you can sign up to our regular updates. You'll then receive information about volunteering, about all the weird and wonderful events that we've got coming up over the next year. So get on that page, sign up and get involved.
Last but not least, we spoke to Muaz Mahmood, the VP of Regent Street.
Yeah, it's going really well. I've been here from 8:30, so exhausted, but that's the job, I guess.
What have you been up to today, like running around, making sure everything runs smoothly?
Just being here, you know, around all of the staff, around all the students, making sure everything is going smoothly. You know, the last thing we want is a society, you know, turning up without a stall or someone not being represented. So, yeah, that's.
How's the first few months going?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. I'm re-elected, so a year's experience. With the last year's experience, this second year is has been really good in terms of planning over the summer exactly what I want to do. So from the start of this academic year, which is officially next week, I know exactly what I'm doing, and yeah, kickstart from there.
And what are your plans for the upcoming year?
So I've got a lot of plans. Just to break it down, I've got academic plans, social plans, and career kind of plans. So in terms of careers, unfortunately, the university only provides us with one careers fair. So my job is to improve that and provide more than just one careers fair, workshop events. In terms of social activity, we want to do more campus-based activity, on campus, off campus. You know, we want to do more awareness campaigns, you know, more debates, stuff like that, you know. And, our list is always, you know, it doesn't end, basically, because it will only finish when every single student is happy with their student union.
If students have any queries or worries or anything at all and they want to speak to you about Regent Street Campus, how can they go about that?
They could go to the website, they could come to my office, they could contact me on Twitter, Facebook, and yeah, I mean, there are so many means, so many channels of social network and on campus for them to get through to us and through to me especially. I'm always all over the place here in Regents.
This is Smoke Radio.
It's been a really successful day for us today. We've had another over 100 people sign up for us. A lot of enthusiasm, a lot of people doing... getting interested in quite interesting parts of Smoke Radio, which is always good. And now I think I'm going to go sleep for a couple of hours.